Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, everybody, and you're live on Lush Radio Online, and you already know how we do. And this is Wednesday, and you know what goes on each and every Wednesday. We talk about entrepreneurship, how to become an entrepreneur, and how to better your business. And on top of that, we include wonderful interviews from artists or even business owners on Wednesday. And along with that, you know, some of the artists give insight of whatever independent business they have going on, and always drop jewels for us on Lush Radio Online, man. Who does this? We're turned all the way up. Also, I want to say a special thanks to my girl, Cookie NYC, on Twitter. She just booked 35 interviews today for us, you know what I mean, on Lush Radio Online. And definitely I want to shout out Future Guru Ebony, definitely our whole crew, Natalia, a.k.a. Colombian Princess, Nikki underscore Scarfo, E2K Magazine, Northern Smoke Radio, That Wiz Kids, DJ Truth, DJ Razorblade, DJ Ames, everybody, the whole camp, Philly, New York, Worldwide, International, DMV, we here. Shout out to our artist, Trueson Ali. Check him out, www.truesonali.com. He will be on Northern Smoke Radio tomorrow, so we're going to send y'all that details. It's going to be on Cal Tweet and all that. And also shout out to Candy Girl, our other artist from the DMV. Y'all already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, make sure that you're following us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, at Future Guru 100, at Ebonisha, at Colombian Princess, Cookie NYC, the whole squad, man. Make sure you follow the whole squad. We turned all the way up. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, Murder, the whole camp. Y'all already know what it is. We love y'all, man. You already know what it is. We in the building. We're going to have Wordsmith tonight, and we're going to have our boy Ransom representing the Jersey area. Y'all remember when he had that beef with Joe Buttons, you know what I'm saying, with the disjoint? You know what I mean? We're going to talk about Ransom and what he's doing and what's popping with him. It's going on tonight, and we're also going to be talking about just talking about business in general, how much is important and critical for people to be on their job when it comes to being in the music industry. And we're also going to have my brother from another mother, the person that I respect so much, the man that grinds so much hard in the paint, DJ Truth, will be live in the building with us, talking to us about basically being independent, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, and respecting your craft and learning your craft. So he's going to be live today on the show. It's going down on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to have the world famous, I call him the world famous, I call him my brother from another mother, I call him the most grindingest artist in the mother world, the one and only Wordsmith. Wordsmith. They don't just call him Wordsmith for nothing. This dude done a video with Chubb Rock, Bridging the Gap. Your man done did a tour guide to a bride, which I love the video. It's hot as hell. You know, the hookup hotline. And, I mean, the videos he does is like hot MTV quality videos, not no bootleg crazy stuff. Your man is all over the place. Viral marketing is retarded. You know, Lush Radio is his home. We done had him on here like 50 million times because we love this dude and we want this dude to break for real. You already know what it is, man. And I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to go ahead. We're going to have Wordsmith on in a quick second. I'm going to go ahead and bring my beautiful, lovely hoe representing the Cali area, the one and only Ebony. She's so beautiful, I got tongue-tied.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on for Stiggity?
What's up, Nizzle? Hey, can you go ahead and give your shout-outs, Booby?
Yes, I want to shout you out and our lovely staff. I want to shout TDIMIC, GeniusMusic.com, Deck ENT, Living Good Manage, and Over the Top Promo.
That's what it is. Don't she sound hot and sexy? Woo-wee! We got our girl live in the building. I'm going to go ahead, because we got the man with the plan, the man I love to death, and I can't wait to make you some barbecue chicken and some candy yams. What's up, Wordsmith?
I don't even know if I want to do the interview. You done said so much already, Lush, that I don't even know what we got to talk about at this point.
Give him the applause.
Oh, and Ebony? Baby, I ain't gonna. Your voice does sound sexy. Like,
don't make me jealous. Don't make me jealous live on the radio, okay? Don't make me jealous.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Nah, thank you. Lush for having me on the show. Yeah, I know I've been on here a million times, but anytime I got projects dropping, you know I'm going to hit you, Lush, because you show me so much love. You show a lot of people love. You know what I mean?
Does,
you do. You're a lot
he?
Of people's mother
yeah.
in the industry, and just want to tell you I love you, respect what you're doing, respect the people that you help out, and God going to continue to bless you, straight up.
Amen.
Oh, man, let me go ahead and get...
Amen.
It's like a Nikki mama. Mama bully. Mama. Hey, yo. I love Wordsmith, for real. Let me tell you, man, this dude is an outstanding father, an outstanding artist, a down-to-earth person, an all-around good man, and a hard-working person. And I love this dude from the bottom of my heart. He's a good dude. You know, and I just implore everybody to support this guy because when he blows and he gets on, for real, he's one dude that I honestly feel he don't forget people, man. This is a good dude right here, and I love him to death. You just made me cry, man. Wordsmith, you got to stop coming on my show trying to make me emotional. Can't do that, man. I'm a gangster.
What's the last time you purchased DMV Awards, and I thanked you a million times because I knew why I was there. Seen you in the line, I was just like, thank you.
You know, she did the show on location. You know, she's...
Hey, trust me, to a million times.
Yeah, they was beating me up. Remember when I went all the way over to Wordsmith joint to go and go to his music video, right? And I had to broadcast. The signal was crazy. They like, Lush, where the hell are you at?
Yeah,
I said, I'm at Wordsmith video because I got to support him because every time he do something, I'm unable to come. So I went out there. Unfortunately, I was unable to actually be in the video because my daughter at that time was kind of sick. So I had to run. But he did see me, so I did show up, and I kept my word. So I was there.
She was looking beautiful because, you know, she was in hair and makeup. So, you know, get that together, too. Tell that part.
She's there, right?
Tell that part. You was, yeah.
Yep. She was shut up in one of the art rooms. We was at a school. We was at Lowell High School. Lush was one of the art rooms. The art room was, I think, was the wardrobe area straight up, and that's where she was at, and they're doing the show. So, hey, I love you and just appreciate you coming through and just doing the show on the set. You know what I mean?
Hey, anything for you, man. You know what I'm saying? I still got your barbecue chicken ready after you start, you know, chilling with all them white girls and everything because I know you got that thing for that light and bright.
Wow.
Where's it?
Hey,
Fred, you're chilling with the black guys.
Wordsmith know I gotta mess with him, man. I love him to death, man, for real. But Wordsmith, man, tell us about this. You know, for the people that don't know, this if you Google Wordsmith, he'll come up all over the place. He's been on allhiphop.com, all over the place, for real. But Wordsmith, man, what you know inspired you to get into the music game? I know I done asked you this 50 million times, but who cares? You know, this is for them other new fans that you about to have in a few. But what inspired you to get into the music game, fam?
I was really psycho about hip hop back in the day. I was serious about saving my money in school. I mean, I literally didn't eat for a few days just to save my money to buy tapes. And them tapes I still got. They're sitting in my studio right now in mint condition like they're brand new. I was the type of cat that on Saturdays, instead of sleeping in like most people did that I was in school with, I was up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning catching the Yo MTV Raps Countdown, and not just catching it, making sure I had extra VHS blank tapes to take the new countdown. I literally used to have a collection labeled by volumes of every countdown of Yo MTV Raps, filling up every tape. That's how psycho I was about hip-hop and how much I loved it and the art form and the people that were, you know, pioneers in the game. So I think it was in my future. It was my destiny. It was something that was going to happen, though I didn't know it at that time. I just knew I loved it. And I think I was around 13 or 14. I was living in Georgia. That was the first time I really rapped, because I had got cool with these with a couple of kids at the school, and they kind of just forced me. It was like I was cool with them. It was like, look, we rap. You're going to have to rap, too. You're going to have to beatbox. You're going to have to rap. And I'm like, well, I can't beatbox good, so I'm going to rap. And the name is horrible. Y'all going to laugh, but we went by Wizards of Bass. It was hot back in the day. It was down south in Georgia, and everything was bass CDs back in the day down there. So that's what we went by. We had no instrumentals, no beats or nothing. Four people was beatboxing, three of us was MCs. And we used to actually do shows in all a bunch of different schools in that area. And that was my real first, I would say, contact of being an artist, performing and being in front of people. But it wasn't until about 4.5 years ago I started doing this serious, because I was, you know, thankful and blessed enough to get a scholarship to play ball at Morgan State in Baltimore, that I later transferred to Salisbury to play ball. But I always had an acting background, always loved it. My mother was always pushing me to act, and just kind of naturally moved back into the music situation, and I've been doing it ever since. But the main thing I told myself was I didn't want to enter this game until I knew the business to a T, to I, you know, found myself as an artist, to I found the correct stage name to represent me. You know, I feel like every artist, you need to plan before you get in this game. So I feel like a lot of artists just think it's just writing and recording every day. Nah, enter this game with a plan. So year by year, you can progress, and you're not 3-4 years down the line and you're in the same spot you was a couple years ago.
That's what it is. And what he just stated coincides with what we're talking about, because, you know, on Wednesday we talk about entrepreneurship and just advancing your business and bettering yourself and your progress of whatever you're doing, whether it comes to the music industry or just business in general. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to the beautiful and wonderful Ebony. Go ahead, baby.
Well, Wordsmith, I first want to ask you, did you have any shout-outs? Did you
want
to give any shout-outs to anybody?
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out my crew, man, New Revolution Entertainment, Contact, Black Knight, DJ Yakor, DJ Nominal, DJ Tenacious, DJ Andrew, Nick Dyer, my man Money Mike, Michael Stein, Marcus Reed. Man, I hope I'm not finished. I ain't forgetting nobody. I think I named everybody. Oh, the producer. Yeah, you're right. Good thing my boy here. Nah, I'm always forgetting my producers. Now, shout to Strada, Professor, Capiche, and Street Level. Just want to tell everybody, anybody that's listening right now, I love y'all to death. Thanks for having faith in me, believing in what I'm doing. I'm going to get to that ultimate goal. Y'all just got to hang in there with me. Y'all got to be consistent and work hard with me every day. Don't complain about the business. Don't complain about your role. Don't complain about what you're doing, because if you love it, you should be thankful to be in this situation. I'm thankful to be in this situation, and it's me. You know what I mean? Just to let you know how I look at what's going on. So I want to shout y'all out. Of course, my two sons, Ezekiel and Ladavius, my parents, and everybody else that just supports me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say everybody by name, but everybody who's listening, you know who supports me. You know who I'm in contact with on a regular basis. And other than that, I'm going to shout y'all out with Lush Radio. To you, Lush, love you. Thank you, Ebony. My bad on Twitter earlier, too, because I didn't realize you was on the show, because I think last time I was on, you wasn't rocking with Lush. So I apologize for that part.
Yeah, you're right. But I was on. she was at
I was like, you tuning in to the show? She's like, I'm on the show. I'm like, okay, my bad, my fault. So, I want to apologize.
It's all good. I've been rocking with Lush since Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what it is.
So,
it's family.
I love Ebony to death, and she's definitely a wonderful contribution to Lush Radio Online. But, you know, it's all good, fam. You know what I'm saying? We here now, man. And we got Future Ghoul live on in the building, Irvington, New Jersey, our other co-host. What's good, my dude?
Yeah, Jersey in the building. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to Ebony and the Retweet Squad and everybody supporting Lush Radio, you know. I hear what's going on. I just, you know, making myself available for this. I mean, the support system is great right now. I got a lot of people, you know, turned on the Lush, and we turned all the way up. You know, shout out to Wordsmith, man. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, homie. Thank you, homie.
Yeah, that's what it is. You need to follow me, though. Follow me on Twitter, man. Future
Ghoul. Make sure you do 100.
Yeah, do what you do, man. That's what it is, man. I'm here, you know.
You got a question for Wordsmith, babe?
Hey, man, yeah, just slide them joints to me, man. FutureGuru100@gmail.com. That's all. I ask that you do that. It's all good.
That's what it is, man. FutureGuru100 live in the building. This is one of our hardest working dudes, my twin, for Lush Radio Online, man. This dude goes hard in the paint. You think we turned all the way up?
Nah,
check the whole squad,
nah.
Man. We retarded right now, son.
So I'm like,
crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, seriously. Yeah, but like I said, and the other thing I wanted to ask for you, Wordsmith, we're going to go ahead and try to go into some of this music you got, because you got some joints and everything. We're going to go ahead and see if I got them in the arsenal, if they're going to come up for me, because I know I got them. I know you got. Tell us about the new joint that you got with. If you guys, can you get them to YouTube, your YouTube? Because I want everybody to check out this video, because that na 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 na, and the dudes, the Jewish guys, like dancing and stuff, and your son, y'all. It's called Tour Guide to a New Bride, and that was the actual video that he was shooting for, that I was there over there for, and it turned out so good. And the guy, whoever, the person that did the music video, did an excellent job with the transitions, with the imagery and everything. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful video, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. Ezekiel is doing such a great job with acting in your videos. I'm loving him. He's so cute. Tell people about that whole experience with the video.
I mean, with me, just like I was talking about earlier, just having an acting background and Lush, you pretty much seen all my videos. You probably seen there hasn't been a single video I've done that hasn't had some type of storyline or, you know, looks like a short film or anything like that. And I feel like with Tour Guide the New Bride, you know, it's a commercial single, you know what I mean? It's a commercial pop single. But what I wanted to do, you know, staying in the same form of my name being Wordsmith, is I still wanted to keep it lyrical but tell a story still. Because I wanted to capture that commercial crowd that just only listens to stuff on the radio, and I still wanted to keep my underground crowd that likes my, you know, backpack of music or my tracks that are real lyrical. I still wanted them to appreciate it. So when it came time to do the video, and shout out to Pat Taylor, man, and John Hibby from D-Dot Films. Holla at these guys. They on Twitter at D-Dot Films. They the ones who did this video. And they just really captured my vision. I mean, I think they're going to probably be the guys that I go to from now on. And everybody else, I work with G-Life Films out of D.C. I work with Shiny Cameras out of D.C., did my hookup hotline video. All of them guys did excellent jobs. But for what I'm looking for, which is more of the shooting short films, shooting, you know, short movies and really telling a story, that's what I'm about, and that's what I want people to know me by. And also I want them to know that when they see a Wordsmith video or hear Wordsmith music, it's going to be quality. You're going to look at my stuff and think I'm signed to Def Jam or something. And that's what I want, because presentation in this game is everything. It really is. So I'm just real pleased. I'm proud of the video. I'm proud of my son, Ezekiel. I mean, you should have seen this kid. I mean, my ex calls me the next day. She's like, yeah, your son is in here walking around the house asking all of us if we want his autograph. I'm like, that's you telling other people like, ma, don't you get my autograph? You might need to get that right now if I blow. So I'm like, you know, so I had a great time with him. he loves, you know, he loves it. He's been around it. My oldest son has been, he was in the Chub Rock video, Old to the New, that we did. They had the Matrix theme to it. So it's like, you know, they,
oh,
I want to expose.
You talked about that. Sorry to interrupt. Shout out to Sarah Keys that played Trinity in that joint. We definitely been supporting her, too, for real.
Yeah, shout to Sarah, man. A good friend of mine, big supporter of mine, known her about 2 years, and she grinds hard, too. I mean,
yeah,
not because she's beautiful, but, man, she could teach a lot of models. Basically, you know what I mean? I feel like what she does in the modeling world as far as the grind is what I try to do in hip-hop. And I just feel like, you know, people like us, you know, we're successful because we put in the work and the time. Whether we got to sleep an hour, a half an hour, whatever. That's what you got to do, because when everybody else is asleep, trust me, I'm awake. Lush can tell you this. When everybody's asleep, Lush's awake. God, he's put him in the studio recording like, We was the other night on chat doing what? Talking on chat like 11:30 at night while I was in the studio or whatever. So it just tells you you put in that work. But just hopping back to Tour Guide real quick, please go to my YouTube page. It's Wordsmith42. That's Wordsmith42. The video is the first one up there. And it's basically a short film. I think you'll love it. I think you'll enjoy it. It was actually tough doing this shoot because it was very physical. It was when it was at its coldest point. When we shot a lot of the outside scenes, it was when it was like 10 degrees outside, 20 degrees outside. You know what I mean? So we was freezing. It don't look like it in the video, but we went pretty hard. And got to say shout to Apple out there. Yeah.
You look like you was cold, son.
Look, hey, you got to work through it. It's, you know what I mean? You can't act like you're a prima donna and be like, well, I'm just going to sit in the car the whole time to y'all ready. Nah, we stood out there. Shout to Allie Gunther, who was in the video as well, because she was a real trooper. She was a soldier. And I got to say, thank God, you know, she had a Marine background. So she, it was nothing to her being out there with us and just hanging out there. She basically had a skirt on the whole time out there shooting the video. So it's just been a blessing, man. Definitely check it out. You can look it up on any search engine. Just type in Tour Guide, The New Bride, and check out the video. I think it'll give you a whole new, I guess, direction and view of how or where hip-hop needs to go. Because most hip-hop videos, as y'all know, are real generic. Got your fine women, got your dude with a long chain, cars, all of that. That's been done a million times.
If it's real.
Creative. Gucci Mane, let's get creative.
That's
do
real
something different.
And this is the first cross. See, the one thing I like about Wordsmith is that he, even if he wants to, like, this is like almost like his first, like, commercial type song, but he did it in his own way. It doesn't take away from his roots of his hip hop and everything. It's commercial, but it's in his own way, and it's fun, and everybody can, from young and old, everybody can vibe to this song. You know, Tour Guide to a New Bride, and I actually got it in the arsenal, and I want you guys to, you know, check. If you see the video coincides with everything, and it's such a fun-loving video, and I implore everybody to go check it out. So, but Wordsmith, we're going to go ahead and go into this song. I want you to go ahead and introduce it for us, babe.
Definitely. This is your man, Wordsmith, a.k.a. the one with that classical flow. And right now I'm live with Lush Radio Online. Y'all know what it is. And I'm going to my second single off my debut album, Vintage Experience, dropping on March 30th. Make sure you come out to the release party at the Eyeball in D.C. if you're out this way or even travel. So, look, we're about to go to the joint right now. This is Tour Guide, The New Bride, produced by my engineer slash producer, Capiche from out of Poland. Let's go!
I tell you, man, it's crazy. I sit back sometimes and I think about how I met my wife. You know, it's one of those mistaken identity chance type deals. Matter of fact, I think I was about to get fired around that time. Kind of like this. Make the work, make rush. Don't be nothing up, no brush. I'm rolling out, rip rough. Hope that I catch the bus and eat some love. Made it close, taking a bite of the driver, cold city. Crack your city, let me off the glass, smoking out. We're gonna walk in, talk like
to this trip. Went from odd to yeah, we just clicked. Riding around down that strip, and I saw what it said, sexy bonus. I looked at her and them looks, but she's riding and go for that kiss.
You already know what it is, but in respect to the connection that he does, you know, have to this person right here, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all rock, let y'all know what the hell y'all doing.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, that, I love that song, though, real talk. We about to go back to the lines just to reintroduce and let you guys know you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio, and you can hear us live. Call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to Wordsmith live on Lush Radio Online. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and we're talking to Wordsmith about his new album, his new LP dropping, and talking about the new things he got up and coming. And I want to go ahead and ask my co-host what they think about that song, man. Get that feedback. Ebony, what you think about that, booby?
I was sitting there going, dun, 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 dun.
That's the sound of a commercial single right there.
Yes, I'm sitting here like, okay, I am dying to see the video.
For real. Hey, Guru, what you think about that, fam?
Yeah, you got to slide that file to my YouTube. I put that on my YouTube with some promo action, man. I'm all about the action on my YouTube and my Twitter. It's live, it's real time. And shout out to Wordsmith for that great job.
Thank you, man.
I want
the visual
on that. Yeah, the visual got to be, it's high. It got to be a nice little thing you got going on. I like that situation right there. That's real high.
Thank you, man.
It's
I just want to be
wide
myself.
Open for the shows. It's wide open for the shows, y'all. Get on that.
Thanks.
That's what it is, man. That joint there is definitely hot. It's fire. And I mean, like Ebony, when I was there and he was like up on the stage, I was like, well, it's because I didn't get to hear the whole song. All I heard was him. I saw him jumping around doing this turn thing, right, and saying nah, 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 and I was like nah, nah.
I know. Yeah, I remember. He was like, I can't wait, because he was like, you was in good spirits. So even though the baby was sick, you know what I'm saying? Because I was on the phone talking to you, because me and Guru did the show that day. And then we talked about it after you got home, and you was like, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Oh, and the girls I had got pissed off Wordsmith ain't know them people that made me mad that day.
Oh, okay, because I was
we
so
ain't
going to work that in. Okay, so we don't get them no shine, because we don't know who they are. You could have went in on them then. You could have showed them what they, you could have told them how you roll.
The only thing we got to say is that we worldwide. That's why we bringing it to you like this.
I told Wordsmith, I said, you know, I was close to knocking somebody out that
day. Yeah, worldwide banging.
But ain't no that, you know, Wordsmith know I came out there to support him, though. But it was, you know, but you know what? He had a lot of support from a lot of people. And the joint, you know, when he was doing the joint was definitely, you know, hot. They would the whole crew was very, the people that were shooting were very professional and stuff. And just like me actually being like seeing everything, like the making of it, Like, seeing the making of it is totally different from seeing the whole finished product. And I'm telling you, like, y'all got to see his little son driving the car. Like, his little son, there's a scene where his little son is driving the car, and he has this, like, grown-up outfit on, like, suit. Like, he's with a little big hat, and he's too small, and it's too small in it, and it's, like, super huge on him. But it's so cute. And the girl sitting in the background with Wordsmith, and he's rhyming. Y'all got to see this damn video, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to
see the video.
Hey, just to let y'all know what Lush was talking about as far as like with my son, and it'll get explained when you see the video get set up in the intro, is his grandfather's telling him the story about how I met his mother, and he basically asked my son to close his eyes and envision and picture himself. Yeah, imagine himself in a story. So what you see, like when you see my son driving, it's actually an adult driving, but he's picturing himself driving and us
right.
going through, you know, our meeting and all that. So it's actually a great story as well because, you know, we basically, my agent and I, we fall in love throughout the song. We got this business relationship. He's always getting on me because I'm running late. I'm always sloppy. I'm just not on time. Everything is the opposite of what I really am in real life, I feel like. But I kind of loosen her up. She kind of loosens me up. And, you know, that love starts building in there. So I think even people in relationships will like this video because, you know, they can probably pull something from it, you know. And I think Lush touched on that well, saying young to old will appreciate this song and the video.
Yeah. I'm not saying this because I love Wordsmith to death and everything like that. I'm just saying it because I just appreciate music and just, you know, I just appreciate art in general. And watching it from behind the scenes and watching it when it comes together, you're impressed because you're like, wow, this came out of that. Like, it looks so good in the transition. Like, this looked like something that you would see on MTV somewhere. It looks good, for real, honestly. So I implore everybody to check out the video. And we got somebody from the 410. So that sounds like B-More over there. So we're going to go ahead and open the lines for that B-More area code. Now, there's chances are that it could be Kima, a.k.a. China Doll, or it could be somebody else. But we'll see. I'm going to check the line. I could be wrong. Caller from the 40410, what's good? You're on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking?
You already know who it is. It's your girl, China Doll.
What's up, China Doll? What's good?
What's up, Worthy?
I'm good. I love you. I'm done. Thank you for calling in.
I love you back, brother. You already know. I had to call in to support.
Wait.
Definitely.
You might not know it, but I'm like the feature artist on a lot of his product, and he really is one of the main artists that put me on the map as far as in the DMV. He is like, I give him all the props. Like, that's my brother right there. When nobody else would listen to me and nobody else would let me sing their hooks, he was like, yo, I need you to come to the studio tomorrow. Like, get it. I got, like, three songs I need you to do. Just drop the hook. So I just had to call in and show my love for my brother. That's a real brother right there.
That's what
I mean. Y'all don't know, Amia, a.k.a. China Doll, she on three tracks on my album. She's on one of my biggest tracks, As the Art Fades Away, that basically Nas and Chris Webber took from me 2 years ago and put on his greatest hits joint. Camille came in there, we redid the track, made it fire. She killed that. One of my songs in there called An Ode to My Sons that I wrote for my son. She sings a hook on that. She sings a hook on another track called A Touch of Serenity. So I had to show her love, you know what I mean? Because somebody with a voice like hers, you shouldn't be in the position you're in right now. And I put that to a lot of the bad people that's running around in this industry. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people in this industry that just, they see talent, but they really don't know what to do with it. All they know what to do with it is, well, let me rape this person for money, or let me feed this person a dream, when they really know there's nothing there. So, hey, Kimmy, I tell you, keep working hard. I'm here still. I know I've been extra busy because I've been dealing with my, you know, my album situation, but you know I'm still here, and you know I'm still going to take care of you.
That's what's up. I'm right here whenever you call me, brother. That's real.
And just to let everybody know, Kima, a.k.a. China Doll, is, you know, won an award at the original DMV Awards. And honestly, I can say she's the most hardest grinding female when it comes to female vocalists. Now, you got female MCs, but as female vocalists in the DMV, she is the hottest hands down because, like, Wordsmith, she is retarded. She does events. She owns her own media company. On top of that, she's an artist. She does events, and she supports her people out there in the DMV area. So I implore you guys to support her. I know right now she's in the North Carolina area, you know, advancing it in her education, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we definitely support her in what she's doing. So I implore you guys to support them. And I did send Cash's manager that information too, in his email, your phone number and all that, Kima.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate that. Y'all make me cry, boy.
I think Ebony don't need to be up in that joint right now.
And just to let you know, Kima does have you're doing a video joint coming up soon. I think Wordsmith, I might be coming down there too. Boots is gonna be out there. Shout out to Boots from Hood Punishes. That's my other sister. Support her in her movement. What date is that, Kima?
I'm gonna be hitting the El Dorados on Tuesday. I'm gonna announce the time on Facebook so everybody can make sure they're down at the right time. We got Keys to the City, Akio Evans, Baltimore 410 on YouTube. He's doing the video. So this is my first video, so y'all please come out support.
Yeah.
I know Worthy, I know you're going to be there with the sexy all in the video. You feel me?
all up the song, I'm there. Trust me.
Kenny, you got to give us your Twitter. Give the listeners your Twitter.
My Twitter is Kamiya, K-I-M-I-A. _ China Doll with a Y, like the wrestler. Kamiya _ China Doll. Holla at you, girl. Now back to the Wordsmith show.
Yeah, back to Wordsmith. Wordsmith. You know, the other question is, you know, being in the industry, you know, God has blessed you and you've been surrounded by a lot of positive people and a lot of people that believe in you and support you. But what is the hardest thing that you find that you have to deal with in the industry?
Just people that they don't have your best intentions in mind. And I've dealt with people in this industry that have went to great lengths to just convince me that they're legit. Like, I mean, I dealt with one cat that flew me down to South Carolina to his office, went that far, and then the cat turned out to be a fraud. I'm actually suing him right now. He actually just got served 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Because he was supposed to do some marketing and some things for me in a radio tip, and he never came through with it. Basically took my money, so I ended up, you know, having to sue him. But the cat flew me down to his area. I didn't have to pay for a dime. I was there all weekend in South Carolina. And I'm sure there's other artists that would tell you even crazier stories than that, but people would go to extreme lengths to convince you that, yo, I got you, because people look at you, especially if they feel like you got talent, they're like, all right, even if I don't think I can do something, I'm going to try to scoop this kid up, or I'm going to try to scoop this female up and try to get something popping. And what I find out a lot of times is, like, I got better connections than a lot of people, you know, that are managers or have independent labels or whatever, or run marketing companies or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm almost better off being independent. You know what I mean? You know, just seeing, you know, the network that I have. So I would just say be careful with that thoroughly. And I do mean thoroughly. Check everybody's background. Check their resume. Check the people they work with. Even if you find out the people they work with, hit those people up. Well, you got to hit them up on MySpace, Twitter, whatever, and say, yo, when you did business with this cat, how was it? You know what I mean? It's important. If you want to be in this game, you want to be serious about it, this is another tip I'm telling y'all. Thoroughly research everybody. Don't take everybody for their first word. I even say that with me, and I'm one of the most legit people in this game. Don't take me for my first word. You know, look me up. See what I'm doing. Check my evidence so you see. All right, I'm a mess with Word. I know he's legit, and I know it's somebody good to mess with. If I'm telling you that even about me, then there's so many other people out here that don't even care about you. This is going to be like, whatever. Let me get your money. I can do this for you. You'll never see that money again.
And that's real talk. That, you never lied about that. And stressing that, tell them how important, because we're talking about entrepreneurship on Lush Radio Online right now with Wordsmith. And we're also going to have Ransom on joining us at 7 o'clock. How important is it, you know, just to keep your business together, man, when it comes to situations like that?
I mean, with me, it was important to me. Like last year, the big step I took was in March of last year, I opened up my label, New Revolution Entertainment. And I told myself I didn't want to open my label until I knew I had capital and assets. And you know, I was blessed enough to have that last year, so I opened up my label. Another quick, you know, fast fact for, you know, artists, independent people, open up your label in Delaware. There's no tax up there, and you won't get hit with property tax, you know, every quarter of the year. You pay $125 at the end of every year, and that's it. Other than that, I think I paid about $225, $250 just to open my business. You do it in, you know, for people out here in the DMV, they're going to charge you like $375 quarterly property tax. You know what I mean? So, again, nobody gave me this information. Nobody held my hand and said, word, this is how you need to do it. I took the time and researched and said, hey, where's the best place to open my label up? And it was Delaware. So I did that. And other than that, you know, like the people I shouted out earlier, I have a great team around me. I mean, I got basically two web designers. I got two graphic designers. I got, you know, three DJs, two other MCs. I got an entertainment lawyer. I got a financial advisor. Like, New Revolution Entertainment runs like a full-fledged label. You know, we got producers, everything. And if you go to revoltradio.com, which is, we've had it running. We just launched a new site on February 23rd when my Vintage Vault mixtape dropped. And we're streaming music 24/7. Lush, you're probably coming on the show. We discussed this the other night, and I think DK about it too. We about to steal Lush, and she's going to be doing a show on revoltradio.com. But check it out. I mean, you see, my business is up to par. I definitely know what I'm doing. I don't know all. I'm still learning every day. I still make mistakes. But I feel like I've experienced enough that I can tell a newcomer or somebody that's been struggling or feel like they haven't been progressing, you could pretty much come to me, and we can help you guys out. You know what I mean? I'm here for that as well, and Lush knows that. I'm not just here to succeed, you know, by myself. I'm here to lend a helping hand because – Trust me, I was praying and wishing that somebody would come in my life at some point and show me stuff in this game, and it just never happened, so I had to do it myself, but I'm definitely here to help others that need that help.
That's what's up. We're definitely proud of you. I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial. When we come back from the commercial, I'm going to go ahead and let the two wonderful people that I have as co-hosts. You know, actually, before I go to commercial, let me go ahead and let my co-hosts go ahead and ask you two more questions and stuff, and then we're going to go to commercial real quick. Evan, you got a question for Wordsmith Bay?
Wow, you are just, you know, I really appreciate you for coming on and just dropping just, you know, that knowledge, those jewels. Those are basically the keys to success. You're basically saying that we need to plan, you know, we need to build our team, we need to do our research, and then, you know, and then have faith. I mean, what else more can you actually say about building your business and maintaining it? But I do praise you for, you know, doing the research and that, you know, now being able to, you know, help out with other people who are going through the same thing, because I'm a consultant. I'm dealing with a gentleman now that he wants to do his own record label too, and you know, I encourage him to do so. You know, leave the mainstream alone, do it yourself. And he has artists as well. So definitely I'm going to be linking you two guys up on the Twitter. But let our people know what your email address is that wants to get with you regarding some business and questions and networking and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's actually really easy. My email is wordsmith@wordsmithmusic.com. And I answer everybody back, and I have no problem answering questions or steering you in the right direction. And, I mean, that could be questions on, you know, how you collect royalties in this business, what performing rights society is the best, how you get paid off for internet radio spins, satellite radio spins, just any and all ways that you can make money in this business, you know, or starting your label or building a team around you, what type of individuals you want on your team, you know what I mean? Any questions like that, holler at me, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're trying to get that information from somebody in the industry or somebody that's on a major label or working with big artists, trust me, they don't like giving that information away, because, you know, a lot of these labels, they like to sign dumb artists, and I hate to say it, because they know it's no different in real business, you know what I mean? People in business world get taken advantage of all the time, and why do they get taken advantage of? Because they don't know their business, you know what I mean? They don't know it, so... Again, do your research. I mean, a lot of us, we went to school. We all went to school. We all spent time in school. And what did you have to do? You had to do homework. You had to do research. You wanted to pass that test, you had to what? Study. And that's the mind frame I had with the music business. You want to be the best, it ain't just the music. Like, music is second for me. And I say that to people, and they're like, what you mean? How can music be second to you? And I say, look, you better be a good artist. first and foremost. You better be a good artist because your music got to come second, because you can make the best music in the world. But if you don't know how to promote yourself, you don't know how to connect with people and build relationships and get your stuff out there, that best song in the world is going to be sitting in your studio or sitting in your tape player, or only your boys that you see every week are the only people that going to know that song. I'm sorry. I'm not in the game for that.
Okay, you just dropped some serious jewels over there for you, baby. Can I go ahead? I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru, and we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back with Wordsmith. And if you're just joining us right now, we also got Ransom joining us at 7 o'clock. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and artists are dropping some hot, serious information. And not just him being an artist, he's also a businessman. So he's giving y'all keys to the city, man, right there. He's giving you keys to the city. He's dropping some jewels. Guru, go ahead, babe.
Yeah, Jersey in the building. I just want to say congratulations and ask him to give a mention to a couple of producers that he actually worked with, because this is that type of show. We acknowledge engineers and producers and the industry people that make this this game work. We know it's a game. Just get your game face on. So we actually going to give you a clap, you know, just applauding you. But you got your
business together.
And just ask all day. You know, and just let them know about the producers. You had a nice sound on the last track, and I was digging it, so I'm going to ask about the producers, fam. Maybe an engineer. Mention the engineer, too.
Okay. Well, definitely, man, with the track I just played, Tour Guide the New Bride, man, that y'all played, that actually my engineer is the one that produced that track, and he goes by the name of Capiche, man. He's out of Poland. And also on my label, I got Strada, and he's basically my singles producer. He's the one who did Hook Up Hotline. He did a lot of the tracks on my Vintage Experience album coming up. And I got Professor, who's my brother, and he does more of my alternative type of tracks. And then I got another group of producers named Street Level, and they're out of Sweden. They do more of my street sounding, more of, you know, the backpacker type hip-hop tracks. So the producers I have on my team, I specifically selected them by the type of stuff they could produce, so I could basically say, yo, Capiche, I need a soulful type of joint. Strada, I need a banging single. You know what I mean? I can go down the line. On the outside tip, I work with Judah out of the DMV out of here. Respect for him. He makes some hot beats. I'm trying to think else I work with. I just worked with Drum Majors ATL down there. I just did a track actually with White Folks who's out of the DMV that we're going to be dropping pretty soon as well. I got another track on deck with Sadat X and Bobby Creekwater coming up as well that I'm going to be dropping, because Sadat got his new album dropping on the 23rd. So, I mean, just being honest, man, I keep a lot of my production in-house just because these guys have been riding with me for 4+ years. So I'm going to square them away and take care of them first. Plus, I'm working with them because, in my mind, they're some of the best producers out here. You know what I mean? They may not have a name unknown, but, you know, they're some of the best producers out here in my mind. I think the evidence that they're great is when you hear my music. You know what I mean? I'm able to work over top of their beats. You're like, man, hold up, who produced this? You know what I'm saying? So just want to clap it up for them, shout it out to them. And I've worked with, you know, a few other producers and so forth that's up and coming. And I definitely try to, you know, especially when I do my mixtapes, I try to get a few other producers on there to kind of, you know, flex and show their skills and stuff like that. But, again, just thankful for the producers of my crew that I'm able to work with on a weekly basis.
That's what's up. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you log on through www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and we're live with the wonderful and hot artist in the game, Wordsmith, representing the Be More Area Worldwide International. Hands down, put a stamp on it. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, with my beautiful co-host, Ebony, and the man with the plan, Future Guru, and we're talking about entrepreneurship. You can call in 347-826-7722. We're going to a quick commercial, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Oh, this is good. Oh, this is a good Lushy Lush from the Lush Radio Online Show. I'm live in the building. You already know what it is. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? I log in at www.capitalcustoms.com. You looking for that hot shit, the way you should be. And you just can't find the food store, then you have to holler at capitalcustoms.com. Persona, baby, because it's all about bringing what you represent. call him at 202-471-0310. Call him at 202-471-0310. And don't forget to follow him on Twitter @capital_cutting with a Z. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Celeste, man. And he got a 50 cent for me because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Cutting right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm going to turn it down.
Yeah, yeah, it's the town's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, bitch.
This your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
And you heard it first. We international, worldwide. Put your hands down. Put your hands up. We all the way turned up. It's crazy right now. We got Wordsmith in the building. Wordsmith in the building. Live representing the B-More area. He's doing crazy things. I need y'all to support the video. We need them numbers up in the millions, baby. Beyond the millions, billions, baby. We going back to the phone line, man. It's crazy right now. Talking about entrepreneurship. What up, Wordsmith? What up, Guru? What up, Eb? What up?
Jersey.
What up, Lash?
Kid.
Yo, that I definitely, you know, say shout out to Capital Customs. Definitely providing a situation for artists to be able to brand their individualism through their clothing line, Capital Customs. In the VA area. Also, shout out Ohana Shop. If you need that bling bling, that icy ice, and you know it's March, and if you're a Pisces, and you know it's your birthday, tell that man or that woman to log on to OhanaShop.com and grab you some of that ice. On top of that, StrictlyBun1.com, Urban Clothing Line doing their thing in the game, Diverse Media Group, LLC. You already know what it is, and we're back in the building with the one, the only, Wordsmith. Wordsmith, tell us about the new projects. And everything like that. We need to look for them and all that, man. Tell them what's good. Tell us what's good.
I mean, I think y'all going to love the project, man. I basically set it up like kind of the phrase I'm using is it's a movie on wax. I mean, to the point that Professor scored the whole album. Just like if you're watching a movie, like there's literally transitions of scored music in there because the album is broken up into four different chapters to tell four different stories. But it's cohesive. Like when you come out of chapter one, you'll understand what happens going into chapter two. And it's just an album that you can literally stick in. It's not some garbage you're going to buy and you just, the single was hot on the radio and you're like, man, you got two other hot songs on here. I wasted my money. I'm all about if you're spending $9.99, $10.99, that money need to go to use. It just really does. So I just tell everybody, March 30th, the album be available on Amazon.com. You can actually go on Amazon.com right now, and they have an exclusive. They're only people that have it. They have an exclusive preview of my album on there, so you can check it out. And, of course, iTunes will be dropping it on. It's actually going to be a feature album on the front page on the 30th when it drops as well. So please get it, man, because I think, you know, we sorely are missing – you know, good albums like this that come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking other artists. I'm just basically challenging everybody and say, hey, when you're in the studio, think about putting the best album together, not the best single. I'll put it to you like that. And other than that, I need to say something real quick because I left somebody out early. I need to say a big shout-out to my man, Trey P., that I'm working with. He has definitely been a blessing to my situation as far as helping me promote this project, just setting up, you know, helping me set up interviews so I'm not doing everything myself. And he actually just did a huge interview with Raheem Devon that we posted on RevoltRadio.com as well. So I just want to just take the second and shout him out and let him know that I'm thankful for everything he's doing for me.
That's what's up, man. You know, and we definitely shout out everybody that's definitely supporting Wordsmith, because I'm telling you, when this cat blow, you know, I think he's a star myself. I put it official. I co-sign it, you know.
Thanks.
I think he's a star myself. But when he blows where he wants to be, yo, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. For real.
Be chilling with, because you made a statement earlier where you was like, you know, I believe he's one of those people that, you know, don't forget, and that is me to a T. You know, people like you, Lush, who have been genuine to me, been great to me, supportive of me, really saw my vision, you always going to be in my life. You'll always be able to get a hold of me. But on the flip side, people that have done me wrong, I just feel bad for you because you'll never talk to me or see me a day in your life again. I'm that stubborn about it. No, I am that stubborn because I really lend my hand out to a lot of people. So if you've done me wrong, And especially because you've had no reason to do me wrong, just trust me. You'll never speak to me a day in your life again, ever. And I'm being that serious about it. Well, I hold grudges that bad. Now, I hate to say it, forgive me, Lord, for it, but I hold grudges that bad because I really love what I do. I really work hard at what I do. Like, before I even got on this call, I don't know if y'all know what the Insanity workouts are or P90X workouts. I just got done doing an hour straight of working out before I hopped on this call. You know what I mean? That's how serious I am about what, you know, doing all of this. And Lush should tell you, I get up at 4 in the morning and commute to D.C. to work at the Pentagon.
Yes,
I move. I don't have sympathy for people that don't get stuff done because my life is hectic. It's really hectic. My time is very short. It really is. So just saying that again, you're in my life now. You genuine. You rocking with me right now while I'm trying to progress up this ladder in the game. You're going to be rocking with me forever. You hating on me. You did me wrong. You don't believe in what I'm doing or whatever, talking bad about me. Trust me, you will not be anywhere around me, much less I won't pay you no attention. So I hate to put it that way, but that's what it is.
That's real talk. And like me, Guru, and Ebony say, you know, don't burn bridges in this game because, you know, when we see you at the finish line, don't be coming back and trying to holler at us. You feel me? You know? So, like I said, don't burn bridges in this business, man. This is serious talk.
DJs and all. And the reason I say commercial DJs because y'all know who y'all are. I didn't help some of y'all and didn't ask for nothing in return.
Mm.
So, like I said, y'all know what y'all didn't do. When I asked you to just, you know, listen to a record, I ain't asking you to push the record. I ain't asking you to slide the record. I'm literally saying, yo, just listen to my record and tell me what you think. And you can't even give me 2 minutes of your time to listen to my record? And I didn't lend my hand to do stuff for you? Trust me, nobody's safe when it comes to me. I don't care how big you are, how big you think you are. You did me wrong, whether you care or not, you'll be an afterthought.
Wow, get them. Yo, I love Lush Radio Online, man. This is crazy right here, man. Just real talk right here with Wordsmith. You know, I'm definitely proud of you, Word, man. We got another caller from the 404. We talking about entrepreneurship, and we got Wordsmith live on the line. In a few minutes, we'll have Ransom and stuff. I think we have Ola live in the building. He's an entrepreneur that owns a business out in the ATL area and everything like that. Ola, you got a question for Wordsmith real quick, fam? Hello? Ola, you there?
Check.
Hello.
Okay, I don't know. We're going to try to bring him on again. I don't know. But, Wordsmith, I just want to say that, you know, we were glad to have you on the show. Give everybody your contact and all that information so they can get in contact with you and stuff like that. Like I said, if you're just joining us, we're going to have Ransom on in a few minutes. Right now we got Wordsmith. He's dropping a new project, and he's doing this thing. I employ everybody to support him, hit the video up and everything. It's crazy right now. We're talking about business, too. Tell them about the tell them the website. Tell them the Twitter and all that, Wordsmith.
Yeah, definitely, man. I tell everybody and I invite everybody, check me out. My official site is wordsmithmusic.com. You can also check me out on Twitter. It's just at Wordsmith Music. You can check me out on YouTube. Just look me up as Wordsmith42. And definitely check out the new video that dropped to Tour Guide, The New Bride, produced by D Dot Films, and also my other single, Hookup Hotline, produced by Shiny Cameras. And my debut album, Vintage Experience, basically a movie on wax, is dropping on March 30th on all digital outlets. So please, please support it. It'll definitely be worth your money and your time. If you like, you know, the material I put out leading up to this, then you're going to really love this album because it's amped up about 100 levels. So other than that, reach me on my email. It's simple. Like I said earlier, it's just Wordsmith at wordsmithmusic.com. Definitely check out the radio station, revoltradio.com, and definitely check out Lush Radio. First and foremost, and everybody in there, my man Guru, Ebony, Lush, I appreciate y'all support. Thanks for having me on the show for the millionth time. I plan coming back for 2 million. And,
you know what, Wordsmith, I gotta honestly say from the bottom of my heart, I love you. This ain't the last time. It ain't the first time. You already know this is your home right here, Lush Radio Online, and we accept you with open arms. And we just want to see you break, and we want to see you grow, man. And we here. Point blank.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great interview.
Thanks.
Yeah, we hit. Shout to Rance. Have a great interview, and y'all have a blessed night.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to call you on the flip side. And don't fake like you can't answer the phone, because I will beat you up.
Oh, I ain't going to fake on it. I just be working. Like, you better off hit me on the chat or email. You know, I think I'll hit you back quicker on that, because I'll be sitting there with my computer on while I'm working on the, you know, tracks and stuff. So
I'm going to hit you on G-Sat in a few after the show, I bet.
All right.
That's what it is.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night.
That's what it is.
Good luck.
We just had the one and only Wordsmith, very humble dude, good dude. We support him. We wish nothing but success for this cat right here. And we're going to have the one and only Ransom live in the building, you know, on the show on Lush Radio Online in a few seconds. So we're going to have Ransom in the building in a few minutes. He's going to be talking to us about his music and everything that he got going on. So, like I said, we're going to have Ransom in the building. I'm going to go try to see if my man from the 404 is back with us. Let me go ahead and see if we got Ransom on the line. Like I said, we're going to have Ransom, New Jersey Zone, live in the building. And, you know, we got my man Future Guru from Jersey Irvington.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, y'all guys already got a connection. Y'all both from Jersey.
Sky High's connection. That's the connection. T-Bird and Dooley.
And you want to come to California, so we got a West Coast connection.
That's the connection all day. Sky High.
That's what it is, man.
I'm talking to T-Bird today. Sky High ENT. That's the connection right there.
That's what it is, man.
Irvington. That's where I'm at right now, chilling.
That's what it is, yo. Caller from the 201. Is this the one and only super duper fly? The hottest MC doing his 1-2, repping the Jersey area. Yo, is this Ransom in the building? What's good?
Yeah, you already know what it is. Y'all can hear me out there, man.
We can hear you.
Sound like I'm ready to hear a CD. I'm ready to press play, man. I'm ready to press play, man.
Yeah, man.
I want to hear them joints. I want to hear everything you working with, man. What's good, man?
I'm in the studio right now, man. Like,
y'all, I was Googling this cat.
Yo.
Okay, we can hear the music in the background.
Yeah, we can hear the music, man. Let's go ahead and give Ransom Lush Radio love real quick. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
Ransom is always in the studio. This dude is a studio junkie. He's always in the studio getting that work in. He working, he cooking up stuff for the people. Ransom is always in the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Was that just applause y'all gave me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A stand ovation. Of
take a bow.
I'm taking one right now.
Are you tingling, sir?
I'm proud, yo. This is a proud moment for me, man. My brother worked in Jersey City. I'm in there all day. I used to live there. Wilkinson Ave, yo. Shout out to my Snyder Hop. Everything over there, man.
Yes, sir, man.
Hey, Ransom, you got shout outs and everything before we get into the gritty. Baby,
I ain't got no shout outs, man. No shout outs, man. Let me not be like that, man. You know,
Be nice.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be nice this time around. You know what? I'm gonna shout out Roundtable. You know what I'm saying, management. I'm gonna shout out you know what I'm saying, my company, RGM Big Life. And that's about it.
That's what it is. I want to shout out my girl, NYC Cookie. Cookie NYC.
Cookie. Oh,
Cookie
my God.
NYC. That definitely provided us with this interview tonight. My girl is working hard as hell. She just booked 35 interviews for the show in one day. Who does that? She's going hard in the paint, man. For real. So definitely we want to shout her out.
Listen, hold on. She would kill me if I ain't shout out. So shout out Cookie, man, NYC, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We definitely been linking for a long time. She got me up here. I really don't do a lot of interviews, but I'm doing this one because of her, and that's what we're going to ride out like that.
Hey, man, so stop playing, man, because I come to Jersey and shake your leg. Stop playing with me.
Leg.
Yo,
Yo, but we love Ransom, man. We appreciate you because you could be anywhere else, but you joined us on Lush Radio Online. I got my beautiful co-host, Ebony, representing the Cali area, and my boy, Future Guru, representing the Irvington, New Jersey area, live on Lush Radio Online. First and foremost, man, what inspired you to get into the music game, Ransom?
I ain't want to work a regular job, so, you know, I just did this. This was the next best thing that I could pick up. I had a 1 year plan, and this is when this was one of the things that I was in it, and this kind of seemed to work a little bit, so I kept on doing this, and that's why how this happened.
That's what it is. That's what it is. At least you honest about it.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, I thought I was going to hear like a big old elaborate story. He was like, I ain't want to work for nobody else.
I don't like work. That's the shit. I don't like working. So this will mean this to this. You know what I'm saying? So that's there we are.
That's what it is. I'm going to go throw it to my co-host, Ebony. Ebony, go ahead and ask Ransom a question, babe.
How you doing, Ransom?
Ebony, what's up? You sound like you look good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Young Blessner, over here, I'm about as red as my shirt now. But seeing how you didn't want to work, which is the reason why you started to, you know, become an MC, what type of music inspired you to where you are, you know what I'm saying, to get your flow to where you wanted it?
Before I started rapping, I listened to a lot of Nas and Big Pun and Big L and Jadakiss, you know, a lot of real rap, and Jay-Z, Wu-Tang, Bootcamp Click, you know, stuff like that. And it just kind of happened. I just picked up the pen after a while and just was like, man, maybe I could do this stuff. And that's what happened after that, after I started hearing them guys doing anything.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to Future Guru. Guru, go ahead and get it in. Guru, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I said, this is too much. This is live Lush Radio. I appreciate him saying he don't do too many interviews because of the studio time. But I definitely got to speak on the longevity, because any joint that he, like I mentioned earlier, I was Googling Ransom 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and the super sound that came from him when I was Googling him and listening is still stronger than what's ever out here right now. So I'm going back to strong sounds that I know that came from that where he from, because I rode through Ocean Ave, had some of my first girlfriends over there and all of that, Jackson Ave and all of that. It's crazy. I'm telling them real stuff. And my Nova, my hot rod, I'm a muscle car dude. So look, my thing is, tell them how you built your sound around having that longevity with the joints you did with the A-Team from the beginning that I knew that I got the ear for. And, you know, shout out to the Double X Clan and influences like that had on me when I had Alpine stereo sounds and everything riding through bumping that music. Double X Clan, shout out to my not being able to do it.
Yes, can I do it? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I seen that nigga the other day, man. That's my man, Ray Slug, man. Y'all don't even know, man. He still trying to do his thing, man. We still keep it alive, but I mean, for me, from my aspect, man, like, I don't know, like, this rap shit was it was destined for me to do it. You know, you feel me?
Yeah.
It was something that drew me to it, and I just came to it. I was built for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I built myself into the person that I am today. You know what I'm saying? I had no help. Nobody helped me. You know what I'm saying? I did it myself. You know what I'm saying? I built myself into what I am. I had no cosigns. I had no big features. I had no big beats. I had no big studios. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be doing this interview right now is some great in itself. So, I mean, y'all can draw it up, man. I'm just doing this shit just for the love, really, right now, because it ain't nothing else. I'm not really getting loads of money or nothing. So it's just for the love right now, man, and I appreciate the love right now.
Yeah, Yeah, Lush will give you my number, man. That's off to that, man. I want to let you get your shine up. We're going to shine up, man. I want the joints in my email. She going to slide them. Just do us that big favor so I could do what's right with the music.
All right, well, yeah. Somebody needs to do what's right because, like, listen, somebody needs to do what's right because, yo, listen, if you really listen, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, man, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, I don't want to sound too cocky, man, but I am one of the best ever. Dig them up. Dead
or alive. I co-sign that.
Yeah, man. I don't care what nobody say, man. You know what I'm saying? If I die tomorrow, man, that's what's going to be in my tombstone, man. Dead or alive, man.
Yo,
one of the best.
I got one more. Ask one. Can you just name, like, four of your favorite joints? Because I done heard about 12 or 16, 18 joints from Ransom that I was Googling them 3 years ago on. But I just want you to give you, like, not even your top five, your top four. Like, from back then with the A-Team, all that stuff, man. Give me four, man.
I would say I would go back to my first joint that I put out by myself, the Pain and Glory. The title track, Pain, man, because, I mean, there is no four track that I could say that is my favorite. That is my all-time, that is the track that defines, that is my life. You feel me? Like, when you hear that, you hear, like, you know how many people hit me and be like, yo, that's my life. And I'll be like, nah, that's my life. You feel me? But they, you know what I mean? But then people are like, nah, that's what I'm going through. So, you know what I'm saying? I can relate to so many people. So I would have to say that pain joint on the first Pain of Glory. I only got to name three other tracks after that, man. That's a track right there that put me on, that put me into the listener's ears and what made people want to listen, like, oh, this cat really saying some not regular street stuff, man. It's not just regular street stuff, man. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm speaking from the stomach, and you know that's I'm speaking from my brain. I'm not a dumb cat. You feel me? And it's just that's what it is right there. So is that Pain joint up that first Pain and Glory? There's a lot of tracks, man, because everything I do is hot. I think in my brain, I don't really care what too many people think. I don't do it if it ain't hot to me. You feel me? So that's how I'm running with that. That first Pain joint, that was my shit, though.
That's what it is. Man, so we definitely, you know, you've been in the game for a minute, and, you know, you definitely been grinding hard. And, like, every Wednesday we talk about entrepreneurship and just business in general. Before we go into this song, I just want you to give, you know, the people a couple jewels, how important, you know, it is to be consistent in whatever business you're doing and just having, you know, your business together, even if when you're stepping into the music industry.
Oh, yeah. To the utmost power, that's the most beautiful thing in the world, man. Like, if you don't got your stuff together, man, you're not going to make it anywhere. You know what? It's funny because I was discussing with my partners, man, you know, you always got to have some people behind you or some people next to you trying to do the same thing. But you know what? If you got one player playing like Jordan and the rest playing like, you know, some bums off the corner, man, it's not going to work. You feel me? So, you know, your team got to pick up the slack and everybody got to be playing as one, man. I mean, everybody can't be the one. Everybody can't be the star. You know, somebody got to pick up the bags, man. Somebody got to sweep up the floors. Somebody got to clean the toilets. You feel me? I mean, we metaphorically speaking right now, but y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Like, everybody can't be the man, man. So you get a team, man, together that everybody knows their role and everybody knows what they got to do. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think whatever you're trying to do, y'all going to make it to the top. I don't care what you say. Jordan didn't win a championship unless he had a team around him. When he got a team around him, that's when he won the ring, man. But, you know, you could be Jordan on your team, but if you don't got the pieces around you, man, you're not going to win that ring ultimately. So, I mean, it comes down to you not being afraid to put people around you that's going to do what they got to do, man. And this business, man, this business is hard, man. And you just got to do your thing, man. You got to stay focused, man. Keep on your grind and keep people around you that's positive and there's people that's trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do, man. Because if not, man, they're going to bring you down, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you from experience, man. because I've been to the gutter, I've been to the top and back down to the gutter. So, you feel me?
So that's real tough. That's real tough, man. So we're going to go ahead and get the people a little taste, you know, of some of this fire right here. So I want you to go ahead and introduce this thing right here. It's called Gist from Ransom. Go ahead and give it to him, baby.
Yeah, this something on my new CD, man, that's coming up. It's called The Best of Both Traps, you feel me? I'm doing a little CD that's called Best of Both Traps. It's basically down south slash East Coast, man. I'm showing y'all that I could pretty much cover the whole spectrum. And this song right here is with my man Tom Gist. You know what I'm saying? And we just talk about hip hop. This is the East Coast type side of it. You know what I'm saying? I do the best of both worlds. I am the best in both worlds. So you really can't take me out of them worlds. You know what I'm saying? Even if you try. So, you know, we gonna get on this track. You know what I'm saying? It's called The Struggle. And you know what I'm saying? Tom Gist is featuring on it. And you gonna do it like that, man. Best of both traps, man. School at your boy, man. Duffel bag ran. Get it.
That's what it is. So we're going to go ahead and play this joint, and we'll be back in a quick second with Ransom.
Yeah. Man, I put so much love in this game, and they never loved me back. I put my arms around it and never hugged me back. Now it's 2012, it ain't have to come to that. Big L, Notorious Pac, I wish Pun was back. How can I love you when it's love and hurt? Not just another verse. Now when I'm rapping, I think of money first, and there ain't nothing worse. And yo, for what it's worth, mama call me every Sunday, praying I come to church. Rain red in a better spot. Why not push Nate to the blow? That nigga never dropped. I wish Jay never left the rock. I wish Puff never met the lock. Suge never stepped the block. Hood said I'm next to Pop, but I never left the block. 30 years old, I'm grown and never met my pop. This love hurts like a bad tooth. I show you how much I love you when I'm in that booth. A&R said I need to upgrade my gimmicks. I ain't with it, so I'm fitting for them young riches. And the road got a shimmer like young Mitch's. What this is? Dirty with his palms clean. Trying to have my bank account pretty like a prom queen. Right now, shit ugly like the Swamp Thing. While we at it, wish Mike never met Don King. Doing free shows, never did I stress the venue. Ate what you serve, never did I sweat the menu. I wish the set was together, I'd be the one to call. Then you can hear that overkill from the underdog. How can I love you when your heaven is my hell? Wishing them bullets didn't hit Jason Mansell. Well, this love hurting like a migraine. Dipset affiliate, I just never got a chance. Channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
You already know what it is, your girl Lushy Lush, and we're live on Lush Radio Online. And we have the one, the only, New Jersey's finest, Ransom live in the building. What? And we got the wonderful co-host, Future Guru, representing Irvington, New Jersey. And we got the beautiful Ebony, representing the Cali area. And we're going back on the line. I definitely love that joint. That joint right there was like, yo, that made you want to just get a shorty. Like, that's like, you need to get a shorty music right there. Yo, that shit was hot. What y'all think about it? Ebony, I'm going to start off with Ebony. What you think about that, boo?
I need that to my email so I could download that on my an MP3 file so I could put that on my phone so that could be a new ringtone.
Ebony,
well,
you don't know nothing about that, Ebony. I'm gonna
slide you. You know the whole team wanna have that. The whole team had that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna slide that over
right
to you.
There. Yes, I was really definitely filling out joint. That joint was hot, definitely.
Yo, didn't that joint make you just like want you to just like have a boo at the time, like you need to have
a
boo?
Yeah, you know, I'm like in a car on the way to the beach or something like
yes.
that. Yes. Having like a deep conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what, how can I love you, but you loving somebody else? You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Yes. Like a serious conversation here, dude. What's going on?
Hold up. Why is y'all girlying out my track? Y'all girlying out my track?
Yo, ladies buy
you know
music,
what?
Though. The ladies buy the music, though.
You know why? We internalizing this. That's what you want your listeners to do. You want us to internalize it so we can, you know what I'm saying, so we could just feel it. So we want it more and more.
No, I dig that.
We want it some more and more.
You talking about going to the beach with the beach towel and having a... You're not going to have no picnic to my music. Like, I'm not going to...
I didn't say no picnic, but you know, okay, here's my thought process. It's like, this is a serious, you know what I'm saying? The rhymes and everything is like serious, but so is the, you know what I'm saying? So is when she's singing. It's basically like, you know what I'm saying? About it, you can internalize it to however you want it to be, you know what I'm saying? And it's like just cruising, you know what I'm saying, on some real stuff. And the beach is like a calm place. So that's where you can really have your deep conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, shoot. She could be, I could be having some relations off that joint for real. Real talk. I'm going to go ahead and throw it. I'm going to throw it to future Guru. Guru, how'd you feel about that joint, fam?
No, it's get it in music. Come on, let's keep it real like he wants to get it in music. Damn. Say something, you know what I mean? What do you want to hear? Shout out to Rasmus, Jersey, man. Get it in.
For real, yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, yo, Rasmus, at the same time, they're gonna put the ladies on you. I might have to hit up my Twitter booze and everything.
Damn. Yo, Ransom, that joint right there it could be a classic joint though. That joint right there, cause
yeah,
that's the point that can be a classic right there. Cause I'm definitely feeling that joint. I would definitely, yo, summertime, all time. If you know that joint right there is nice, Ransom, for real. I definitely gotta give it up to you. I like that joint. For real.
Can we give him another applause?
Cause yes.
Hey.
I need to go give me a boo. Shit. Damn. 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 So, listening to that song, imagine what Ransom's like G game is when he holler at shorties. Like, that's crazy right there. Like, you just be open off that song. Damn, but anyway, let's go. Yo, for real, that's a hot joint right there, Ransom. What was the inspiration when you did that joint?
It was my motivation when I did the joint. Look, it wasn't you know what y'all was talking. It wasn't picnics and brunch at noon and all that shit. It wasn't none of that. It was just you know, I heard the beat. I just felt hip hop. I felt hip-hop-ish. I felt like I was in a hip-hop mood to do some hip-hop shit, you know what I mean? And that's where that came from. I mean, I could see where you could grab your boo up and, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm not used to that type of stuff. You could grab your boo up, you know, you grab your boo up and you do some boo shit. I'm not used to all that shit. But you know what? I could see it. I could envision it. But I'm not trying to do it. I'm not trying to envision that. So, you know, killer picnics and all that. We trying to keep
Ransom, but I mean, this song has an effect on people, though. Like, this song can be considered a classic. Like, you might have seen it as hip-hop, but we the audience, and I'm saying that this has potential to be a classic, you know,
and people can, you know, like anybody will love this joint from old to new. Like, mm-hmm. I like this joint, like really like it.
It has a classic feel. It has a definitely yeah. a classic feel. Can we play a little snippet of that again?
Wow.
We got. But he got another joint called Roof Back. You know that we gonna play on this joint. We gonna play that joint. Given it, cause you know he said he don't want to feel all mushy and stuff and everything. So we gonna change the mood and everything.
Kill the picnic.
You know, but Ransom also, you know, being in the industry. Let's go ahead and get to the interview, and then we're going to play Roof Back in a few. But being in the industry, you know, you got good times, you got bad times. What do you feel was your hardest adversity, you know, as an artist?
You know, in this industry, you know, for me, you know, it's been some good times. I'm not going to lie, it's been some good times. It's been a lot of bad times because, you know, I've refused to conform. If y'all know what I'm talking about, I refuse to kiss ass in the past, and I refuse to kiss ass in the future. So I, more than a lot of artists, I've had a lot of bad times, you know, because I say what I want to say and I do what I want to do. So I've had a lot of bad times, and I've had a few good times. You feel me? And I think the bad times overlook the good times as far as for me. And I think when you listen to my music, you kind of hear that in it. It's a lot of animosity and there's a lot of misery because that's what I live around, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm being around 24/7, 365. So you hear it in me from my soul all the way out to the... But I would have to say... You know, if y'all follow my career, I've had some very low points to the court cases, to the, you know, the Joe Budden stuff and the court cases. And, you know, I'm still doing that stuff. Hopefully I can get past that. And but I'm looking positive towards the future, man. I'm not trying to look back to those sorts of negative. But I'm not going to kiss no ass, and I'm not going to do anything that these people want me to conform to. I am a rebel. I don't even got a cause. I'm just a rebel. I do what I want to do. I say what I want to say, and I do it when I want to do it. And, you know, if they're not going to respect that, then I don't care. You feel me? I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you will know, and you will respect what I do, even if dead or alive. I will take it either way.
The eye of the tiger, like a lion, round. You know, don't hurt him. For real. And we love that, man. Sometimes you gotta take the world by storm and snatch it. That's what Lush Radio Online do all the time. That's why we created our own lane. We choose not to conform with the everyday norm. We set our own lane, and we do what we got to do, man, to make it happen. That's why we definitely support you, Ransom, and what you're doing. And, you know, that's why we reached out to you because, you know, this is a platform for people that, you know, voices that need to be heard. The world needs to know what you're doing, Ransom, and this pure, you know, talent that you got out here, fam, for real.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir. I think so, man, because, you know, honestly, I'm not sounding outrageously cocky, which I'm about to sound, but I am the best to me, you know what I mean? And if you're not thinking that, then I don't even know what you're doing this for. And the shit that messed me up, man, because what I got into this game for, it was to be one of the best ever. But now it seems like, you know, that title doesn't even hold too much. Like, nobody even cares if you saying something worthwhile. Now it's all about if you got something a little catchy or you making some hip shake or something like that. So I'm confused right now. So I'm in mid rap right now. So I don't know what's going on with the game. So I'm gonna still keep doing what I'm doing. but I really don't know what's going on with the game right now. So the shit got me confused. But to be honestly, to be devastatingly honest, I don't know what's going on.
Wow, that's real talk. That's real talk.
Definitely.
That's real talk what he said, because a lot of people don't know what's going on with the music industry in general, and a lot of good, unfortunately, a lot of the good artists, a lot of the artists that definitely have a lot of things to say to the world and some positive messages, are just so frustrated. They just, you know, they kind of like, just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I got the music, but the game is messed up right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to what Wordsmith was talking about. The new thing that's gonna happen is some of these cats that's coming from Poland that's got these hot beats, man. Cause I was just in the lab at the Swamp, in the Swamp in Jersey, the Swamp scene. We got cats like Elder Sensei that rap with the Artifacts from back in the day. He rock with cats that's doing beats from Poland, man. Once these cats get cleared for visa, man, we bringing this music here. This is where it's going, man. That backpack rap that Wordsmith was talking about, I kind of respect what he was saying. And I was vibing with what he was talking about and shouted out his Poland team. It's on the
mm-hmm.
beach, man, because that's where that music is coming from, son. That's going to be popping,
UK.
Man.
Right.
I want to link up with Ransom on some beats and everything that he's still bringing it, man. I want him to keep bringing it. I want to do what's right, yo.
Let me tell you about something, man. Like, as far as, like, cause I done link with overseas people, like that's my thing, like, you know, that's why I can still eat over here in this game, cause overseas respect real hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if the whole world realizes that a person like Ransom can go overseas and still make good money, and I can still live like a star, and you know, I can still tell everybody to I don't know if you can say this on your show, but hold my balls.
Twitter, Ransom. I think it's Ransom 201, right?
It's 201 Ransom.
Oh, 201 Ransom.
You can follow me or you cannot follow me. If you don't like to hear crazy real shit, then you might as well. You don't even want to fuck with the fuck out with my shit. But if you, because I'm gonna say some wild shit from here to there. Because you know sometimes I be bored and I just be like, yo, I just come out. I got Tourette's sometimes, and I just blurt out shit from time to time. So if you ain't ready for that, don't even follow, man. But if you really hear some wild shit, 201 Ransom, man. Twitter, man. Scream at your boy. You know what I'm saying? You know, Lush, she already following me. So she know what I'm about to say. After this, I'm going to say some wild shit.
Hey, well, Ransom, what's your email address in case somebody is interested in, you know,
want to collab or anything like that?
Yeah.
It's 201ransom@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I will hit you back and I will, you know, I will verbally assault you if I don't like the way you're coming at me. So. Like, we gonna do it. Like, we gonna keep it real, all the way real. Like, if you're not coming at me, if you ain't talking about what I want to talk about, I'm gonna verbally assault you. Either way, so you know. But it's all respectfully done. Y'all feel me, right?
We feel you, man. So you.
I feel you. 100%, 1,000%.
Okay. So real as hell, yo. So straight up, man. But we appreciate the realness, man. We tired a lot of cats be real fake, but I appreciate your realness, man. You being true to who you are, for real.
I say what I want to say. Ain't it just beautiful to say what you want to say, do what you want to do? I mean, I might not be the richest. I might not be the wealthiest. But you know, the richest and the wealthiest, they can't say what they want to say. I say what the fuck I want to say, and I say it when I want to say it. You feel me? So, you know, and I still get my money.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what Lush Radio Online is all about, man, supporting that, man, that movement, man.
Well, y'all got the right person because I'm a Lush and I'm online.
Yo, Lush. Yo, we going to get that on. We gonna have to, somebody got to edit that. Like, we going to do a video with YouTube and that, man. We need that one. I hope you was recording that, Ransom. You ain't recording. Oh, man. Yo, get somebody on deck with the HD over there, man.
Yo, we got to get somebody to go ahead and.
Get a drop.
Yeah, somebody who's directing Film Star. We need a Film Star intern right now, ASAP, man.
For real. Yo, Ransom, you in the studio. I'm about to send you the job script in a few minutes since you in the video in the studio anyway, man. Cause we definitely need to get some stuff, man. We need a straight skit from you for real, cause you off the hook. You is off the hook, man.
Yo,
I'm gonna play this like move back.
Yeah,
go ahead, man. Yo, man, my stomach hurt. Ransom got me dying over here, son. For real.
He's like, you either love me or you hate me, because I really don't care.
Yo, he said, hold my balls. I said, damn.
That is a Lush in the online.
Can I say this?
He's supporting the show.
Yo, I need to put that on the shirt. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna put that on the shirt, and I'm gonna send that to Ransom, and you need to take a picture with that. I'm a Lush, and I'm online. That's what's up.
Yes, that's class. Online. You feel me?
you need to send me your size, Ransom, to my email so we can get it made up.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first, though.
We're going to go ahead and play Roof Back, and we'll be back with Ransom in a few seconds, and we're going to wrap it up. So your last-minute call is 347-826-7722, talking about business, and we're live with Ransom. And we're keeping it all the way real and all the way turned up on Lush Radio Online. Roof Back.
My roof bad, my money bad. I'm on a pedestal, but I'm running low. My roof bad, my money bad. I'm on a pedestal, but I'm running low.
Come on,
roof bag,
my money bag.
Yo, this Vans Beast from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. This is a global movement, man. We ain't playing no games out here, man. Real talk, man. The phrase of the day is hold my boss. Yo, man. Crazy, Zach.
Get the fuck out of here and hold my boss.
Oh, yeah, right? We got a double topic.
My man. Ross Francis said, hold my
balls.
We got a segment on Fridays that we usually say, get the fuck out of here, just about, you know, crazy shit that cats be doing, right? But, yo, now we got a new phrase, hold my balls.
Damn, two features, double feature, yo.
Need 15%, man.
don't be no one nut ass, yo.
Yo, oh my God.
We got features, yo.
Real talk. And Ransom, man, we definitely proud of you and everything that you're doing, man. And we just make this your home, Lush Radio Online, man.
No doubt.
This not be the last time, man, because we definitely would like to have you on as a judge, like on our Friday shows when we judging, you know, music and stuff, and we definitely would love to hear your feedback on stuff, because, man, when you saying things like, hold my balls, you definitely need to be on the show on Friday.
Definitely.
Yo, words, I got y'all, man. Whenever y'all need me, I'm there, man. You know, I don't do too much stuff. I don't talk to too much people because, you know, people disappoint people, so I don't like people. But I like y'all, so we gonna go ahead and ride like that.
That's what it is,
man. I like y'all.
Jersey in the building, man. Jersey all day, man.
Thank you.
We like you, man, so we appreciate you. And Ransom, man, for these up-and-coming kids that's artists getting into the game, what kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, I got the perfect advice for everybody trying to get in the game. Don't do it.
You live. My man. Did y'all hear what Ransom said, man? I love this, man. God dang.
Listen, it's an explanation. Don't do it. If you're picking up a basketball, shoot that basketball. If you got a syringe in your hand, be a doctor. You know what I mean? You know, do something else, man, because I wish I would have went back and I would have blocked for a quarterback or some shit like that, man. I just didn't want to do this shit. I thought that it was going to be a lot of money, but it ain't. So if you thinking you could pick up a dictionary and thinking you got skills and you can rhyme, leave it alone. Mm. Shoot the basketball. Do something else. It's more money. I'm telling you, man.
That's real talk, man. And, yo, that's the realest thing that anybody has said on his, like, for real. That was, like, real. Seriously.
The realest you won't ever hear. Don't do it.
Wow.
You got the pen in your hand writing a ball right now. Put it down.
Wow. That's real talk. Yeah. That's real talk.
Ain't nobody selling records. Ain't nobody putting out albums. Just put the pen down. It's done. If you ain't nice right now, if you ain't nice at this point right now, you're never going to be nice. Put it down and leave it alone. Go
wow.
Do something else.
Find another career.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to give you advice. If you're 27 and you ain't find yourself, just don't do it, man. If you're 27 or 28 and you ain't find yourself and you still wondering if you can rap, you can't rap. Because I'm telling you, you can't. And that's what it is.
No. What? No. So Ransom is off the hook. I love this dude, man. I swear to God.
Yes,
I can have this
head
on here all day. He's crazy.
Yes, we need him back.
Oh, my God.
When can you come back? Let's schedule your appointment.
Shout out to Ebony working so hard in the paint, man. That's what you call, man. That's it right there.
Yo, shout out to my girl Cookie NYC for allowing us to have Ransom on the show, to bless us on the show, man, for real. She's been working hard in the paint, man, so definitely, you know, we appreciate her. She's part of the team, and we love her to death. And we salute you, sis, for definitely holding us down with this interview, for real.
Shout out to Cookie. Shout out to Cookie. That's what's really good, man, because this right here is a classic show, because I'm feeling this old Jersey movement that he really been. Like I said, I Googled this man 3 or 4 years ago, man, so knock it off. I mean, to go back to the tracks, I mean, to understand what this legend is all about. He said he the best. I kind of really want to just let y'all know that you need to hear the tracks. I'm co-signing with this cat. It's really telling y'all tonight, man. It's power, man. Google him, man.
Tell him, man. Listen, man, Don't wait for me to die, man. Do it now so I can get the money.
Tell me to check out the A-Team, man. You got to check out these beats, man. Oh, I want to ask him about some of the producers, man, from backing them tracks in the A-Team and how he's still rocking with them cats, man. That's really what I had to really ask him too, man. Shout out to the whole the beats. The beats ridiculous, man. All of these beats is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, that's in-house, man. Most of that stuff is in-house, you know what I'm saying? Peace out. I'll get a shout-out to Grind Central, Zerk, True, you know what I mean, Mayor. You know what I mean? Niggas that's grinding, trying to grind and doing their thing, man, and trying to put these beats together for me. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, the beast is cracked because, you know, it kills me when a nigga terrible beat and try to rap over it. So you know what? That's just terrible to me. It's not happening. So when you hear me, you gonna hear crack beat, and it's because of my people's behind me. It's because of me, because I'm not gonna pick no whack shit to rap over, because that's what it is, man. So you know,
I love Ransom, man.
I appreciate that, man.
I love this dude, man. For real.
I'm sorry, but I gotta say stuff like this, man. I mean,
this is real radio on the internet, Ransom. You gotta let them know, cause some people don't get to see this part of you, man. You know, some people don't get to see the real part of you, and we like to project that on the show. Like we know you went through some negative times in your life, but we don't try to focus on that. We want to focus as you as a person, as the artist, and what you're doing and everything, you know? And if you got to say what you got to say, you got to say what you got to say, man. It's real radio. Ain't no FCC going to come over here and lock us up or no shit like that. Yeah. This is Us Radio Online. And we turned all the way out with Ransom.
It's a classic, man. It's a classic.
For real. This is some classic stuff, man.
It's some real radio.
But Ransom, you know, we love you and everything, and we appreciate you for coming through. We about to give them a couple of jewels and a few. We just want to say thank you, and we appreciate you, man. And let Radio Online be your home, and we salute you, man. And mi casa su casa, you know, come check us, man. We definitely appreciate you, and our arms are open to you, man, for real, definitely.
Word. Definitely.
Su casa, what's that, Mexican?
I hate you, man. You're terrible. You said, what's that, Mexican? Yo, stop making me
come on the Hot or Not. He has to come on the Hot or Not.
He is crazy. He is off the hook, I swear to God. No, but that's basically my house is your house, fam. That's what it is.
I'm just fucking around with you, man.
I know. You hell. You were crazy.
Yo, we gotta big up Cookie. We gotta big up Cookie for this classic.
This is classic right here. And we about to go into our segment where we drop jewels about business and empowering yourself. You know, no matter where you are, whether you're an artist, no matter where you are, if you're a business owner, small business owner, or you're just trying to better yourself in whatever position you are, remember, stop thinking as being the employer, the employee, because a lot of us are so stuck in
trying to be the employee. And, you know, we actually have potential of being the employer. And when you get into business, we might come in as a rapper, just like our man Ransom said. You know, you might get in the game and you want to be a rapper, but, you know, at the end of the day, find your niche in the game, because that might not be, not everybody's built to be an MC. And on top of that, the other thing is, like, learn your business. Incorporate whatever business you're doing. And just like Wordsmith said, if you want to go ahead and start your record label and incorporate in Delaware, you pay no taxes. You pay no property fees. So, you know, go ahead and do that thing, man. Like, and the World Wide Web is free. Knowledge is free. Don't be lazy. Find that knowledge. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, and Ransom is going to drop some jewels for the people also. In a few, in regards to business. Ebony, you got some jewels for the people?
Definitely. You know, in business, you need to, like Lush, I'm just going to follow up with what Lush was saying. Do your research, definitely. Go out and make sure that you know what it is that you want to do. Have an idea where you want to go. Set out your short-term and your long-term goal. You know, start making small accomplishments. Also, know the people that you're dealing with. Just like, you know, Wordsmith, he spoke some great knowledge. You know, do the research on the people that is in your camp. You know what I'm saying? You don't want a whole bunch of people that's going to tell you what you want to hear. You do want some controversy in a respectful type of manner, because you don't want yes people around you. If you got too many yes people around you, then something is wrong in your circle. You need to, you know, fire some people, basically. Everybody needs to be on the same team. Basically, you need to be on the same team, but know what your position is and stay in your lane. You know, if you meant to be that person that's running the orders, then run the orders. Be the best at what you can be at the time of it. Absorb all the information, all the knowledge around you. Never take people's word for what it is. Always question what someone is saying, because you need to know exactly what people are telling you if it's the truth. And you won't know that if you just somebody that just listens to what people are saying, don't do the research yourself. So, basically, you know, figure it out where your team is, build your team, brand your name, and, you know, and get on with it.
And that's real talk right there. And go ahead, Guru, and drop some jewels for the people.
Well, I mean, my thing is real simple. You have to build up trust and have a following, because, trust me, I want to help everybody online. I want to do the right thing, and I want to educate and stress being independent, because we already discussed no label deals. Forget about a label deal. I'm your promotion dude. Me and Lush Radio Online. So I formed two LLCs this year. You know, this is 2010. One is a trucking company. So don't get me wrong. Like, I want your money online. Don't get me wrong. But guess what? I'm out here stomping through, making contracts to be on the road, delivery, hiring people. I want people filling out W-2s. Like that, I mean, I want 50 people on my team working on my truck. So I already got a networking team online. So one is online and one is trucking. So trust me, my time is valuable. I spend time consulting y'all online to help you grow online, to help you build a following. So we shout out what we're doing at Lush, because we worldwide, so we can help you. And that's why we have this show here. That's why we shout out our team. Our team is strong. So you can pay attention or be lost. You're going to be lost if you're looking for another team going harder than us. That's
what it is, man. That's real talk right there. And we definitely want to shout out Cookie. And I definitely want to shout out my man DJ Truth from Northern Smoke Radio, doing his thing out there in the Philly area. And that Wiz Kid going hard in the paint with the team. Hopefully he might call in a couple of seconds to talk about business, if he can. But Ransom, you got some jewels on business for the people, fam?
Man, I always got jewels, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a jewelry store on my brain. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ransom. You crazy as hell.
I know golden. Don't trade your golden, man. You don't trade your golden, man, because you know what I'm saying? The dollar ain't worth nothing right now, man. Keep your gold. That's just a little tip for me. But listen, man, this is what I'm telling y'all seriously, on a serious note, you know what I'm saying? As far as business goes, man, know as much as your opponent knows, man, because if you don't know as much as the other person knows, man, you lose. You feel me? So if you know as much as the other person knows, you good, man. You feel me? So, listen, learn more than your opponent, man, because there's always an opponent, man. I'm in the business of competition. You feel me? I got people in the me. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. I'm trying to school everybody in the room, man. Y'all, them, everybody. The world, whatever y'all tune me into, I'm trying to school them, man. Learn as much as your opponent and even more than your opponent, because even in this rap shit, everything you do, if you curl in here, if you live in manhole covers, you got an opponent, no more than him. You know what I'm saying? Do better than him. You know what I mean? Work harder than him, and you'll be better than him. You feel me? So I don't care what y'all say. What I said is what goes, and that's the real shit. You were
Yo, my
star. Oh, I can't wait to follow him on Twitter.
Yo, I can't wait to have him on a Friday, and he gets his responses on some of this music. Jesus.
Yo, yeah. You're going
to
go in.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you, man. What I said, was that not true, man? If you scrubbing toilets, you scrubbing toilets and you scrub better than the next nigga, give me my job, man. I want more money than him, man. You got to work harder than the next man that knows more as much as you do, man. Work harder than better. Work harder than him. Be better than him, and you will be, and you will succeed, man. You will, do not say die, because that my career is based on that. You know what I'm saying? My career is based on being matched with somebody else and being better than that man, and my heart being better than him. Not even talent wise, just working harder, better than him. You feel me?
That's real talk.
I don't care what you say. Just work.
Definitely, man. And you know, as we always say on the show, loyalty is the key to success, man. Support your team, and when your team supports you, don't do them dirty. Make sure that you big them up, because your team will be there when nobody's there. Support your team, you know, respect your team. Don't disrespect your team. Don't disrespect the family for anybody. You understand what I'm saying? Be loyal. Don't burn no bridges in this game, because understand at the end of the day, it's a small world. The world is small. Everybody's connected to everybody. And at the same time, respect yourself. Stay true to yourself. Don't be a car jumper. Don't jump on something because it's hot and this, that, and the third. Stay true to yourself. Stay loyal to your community. Stay loyal to yourself, your family, and your team. And keep God first, straight up. And on top of that, we want to thank everybody that calls in, everybody that supports Lush Radio Online. We thank you 1,000 times, and we thank Wordsmith, and we thank all the people that call in worldwide, nationwide, international. We love you guys. Keep tweeting this show. Keep supporting the show. Keep blogging the show. And we believe in the double E's, entertain and educate. And if you're not getting any information for that, I don't know where you at. You must be slow. Because we've been dropping jewels all day long, real talk, on Lush Radio Online. And that's from every show that we drop. So stay tuned, man. Real radio on the internet, Lush Radio Online. We had the wonderful Ransom on the show. Thank you. And that was possible by Cookie NYC. Follow her on Twitter. Future Guru 100. Ebenisha on Twitter. Colombian Princess, Lush Radio Online. And, yo, I just got so many people on the squad, I get tongue-tied sometimes. Shout out to all our sponsors, Ohana Shop, Strictly Bought One, Capital Customs, and check out www.TrueSonAli.com. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. Ransom, we love you. My co-host, Ebony Guru, I love you. And no matter what everybody say, anybody, no matter their family, your friends, the devil is a liar. The devil will try to attack you in every shape or form, but remember, you are a child of God, and you know that, and God will take you as far as the eye can see, and a lot of people might attack you when you're getting close to your blessings, so don't pay attention to none of that. God said, thou that endures to the end shall receive
their blessing. So the thing is, I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, how many times it's said it's the worst day of life and we made it through it. So keep winning no matter what and stay loyal to yourself and to your people. You already know what it is. And do something for somebody else other than yourself, man. Help your community out. Help a child. Do something. You already know what it is, man. Let's Radio Online, man. Keep winning and stay loyal. True Son Ali, and we out of this, bitch.
Yeah, love. She is nameless. Her song goes out to a special someone. Yeah, you know who you are. Crazy life, right? Yeah, I know. Glad you stayed. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuff you all are struggling. Troubles in the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too. But it's my case. Probably wanna migrate. Settle in another place. Nigga acting irate. Said he need a little space. You know in your mind you like, I could punch him in his face. Me erasing evidence. Try not to leave a trace.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever. 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 Ever.
Yeah, hell yeah, things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family, ever.